Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Pius X. St. Pius X was born in the year 1835 near Venice. He went on to become a priest, then the bishop of Mantua, and eventually became pope and governed the church from 1903 to 1914. St. Pius X took as his motto Instaurare omnia in Christo, which means to restore all things in Christ. So that was his entire goal, to build up Christendom, to build up the church. And what was his plan, his project for doing this, to restore all things in Christ? Well, first of all, he focused on building up the piety of the laity and their love and devotion specifically for our Lord in the Eucharist, and then also His Blessed Mother. St. Pius X is known as the Pope of Frequent Communion, and in fact, he encouraged all of the faithful to receive the Holy Eucharist frequently and even daily, if possible. Then with regard to Our Lady, on the 50th anniversary of the proclamation of her Immaculate Conception, in the year 1904, he wrote an encyclical in her honor, Ad Illum Diem, and this, of course, was meant to inspire the faithful with greater devotion for our Blessed Mother. St. Pius X was also very concerned with the catechetical instruction of the Church, not only for children, but also for adults. And in fact, he wrote his own catechism for the Diocese of Rome, and we even have still today and is used today the catechism of Pope Pius X. He also sought to promote sacred music, specifically that of Gregorian chant, in order to inspire devotion in the hearts of the faithful. But perhaps what St. Pius X is best known for is his condemnation of the error of modernism, that the heresy of modernism. In fact, he would write two formal documents condemning the errors of modernism, one called Lamentabili and the other called Pascendi, and both were published in the same year in 1907. And unfortunately, this heresy of modernism is still around today. And so it's important for us to, first of all, understand what it's all about. We go to the dictionary, the Modern Catholic Dictionary of Father John Hardin. And this is how he defines modernism. It is a theory about the origin and nature of Christianity. Okay, how Christianity began and what it's all about. According to modernism, religion, in general, is essentially a matter of experience, personal and collective. My own personal experience, or the experience of the Christian community. There is no objective revelation from God to the human race on which Christianity is finally based. Okay, it's not objective, but it's subjective. Begins within me. Nor are there any reasonable grounds for credibility in the Christian faith, such as miracles, such as the testimony of church history. Faith, therefore, is uniquely from within. In fact, it is part of our human nature, a kind of motion of the heart, hidden and unconscious. Okay, part of human nature, purely natural, something more or less invented by man, rather than faith being an infused virtue a virtue infused by God into the soul. It is, in modernist terms, a natural instinct belonging to the emotions, a so-called feeling for the divine that cannot be expressed in words or doctrinal propositions. It's an attitude of spirit that all people have naturally, but that some are more aware of having. So that's how the modernist would explain the difference between devout souls, souls who practice their faith, and those who are more or less lukewarm and don't profess creeds and doctrines. That is, those who seem to be more devout simply are more attuned to that natural inclination or feeling for the divine. And so we see how all of this is present today. In fact, a few weeks ago in one of my homilies, I presented this book entitled Christ Among Us, where it puts into doubt the existence of angels and demons. This book, Christ Among Us, A Modern Presentation of the Catholic Faith. And one of the things I didn't mention in my homily regarding this book, but that is appropriate to mention and important to mention, is the fact that it has an imprimatur. An imprimatur, which means let it be printed, the approval of the Church, supposedly, that nothing contained in this book is contrary to faith or morals. And now, Pope St. Pius X addresses that issue in his document, Pascendi, okay, paragraph number 51. In this paragraph, he's exhorting his bishops to be vigilant and to drive out of their diocese pernicious books, books that are contrary to the faith. And he mentions this fact about the imprimatur. He says, "Nor are you to be deterred by the fact that a book has obtained elsewhere the permission which is commonly called the imprimatur, both because this may be merely simulated and because it may have been granted through carelessness or too much indulgence or excessive trust placed in the author." So we see here how that must have been the case with this book. And so we can't always trust the imprimatur, but we have to look and see if the contents of that book really square with the contents of the catechism, whether they really express the truth, the truths of our faith. And so as we still find this heresy of modernism about us, we invoke today the intercession of Pope St. Pius X to put it to an end once and for all. St. Pius X, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.